Let's get an update now on the trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Scuffles erupted today outside and even inside the courtroom as the trial continued, or there was an attempt to continue the trial, on corruption and murder charges against Mubarak. He's accused of involvement in the killing of more than 850 protesters. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is covering the trial from Cairo. Hi, Soraya.
Hi, Steve.
So has testimony finally begun here?
Yes, it resumed a short while ago, and the trial did, because it was in temporary recess. And the first witness was the star witness of the day. This would be a man named General Hossein Saeed, who's a top security official. And people are looking to him on both sides here, with both the Mubarak lawyers and the prosecution, to see whether, in fact, the orders came from on high to shoot protesters. Now, thus far, he talked about how initially they were told to go after protesters with tear gas and with water cannons. Then it escalated to using batons and shields, and then eventually to using gunfire. But they were talking about rubber bullets. There is no indication at this point of any discussion of machine gun fire, which, of course, is what the victims' families and what the prosecution is alleging. And so this testimony will continue, as well as that of other officials, and then we will see what they come up with. But at the moment, it's also important to note that this general is saying that former President Mubarak nor his interior minister, who is also standing trial with him today, neither of them are in fact giving these orders, that these orders are coming from within the security apparatus.
So if the question here is what did Mubarak order and when did he order it, there is, at least from this first star witness, no indication that Mubarak said kill protesters.
No, not at this stage. But the hearing is probably going to go on for quite some time today. Again, it did start late because of problems with scuffles outside.
What sort of scuffles are we talking about here?
Well, outside the courtroom, it was a matter of victims' families who initially were trying to get inside when they realized it wasn't going to be broadcast today, that the hearing wasn't going to be broadcast. And then they got into fight with pro-Mubarak protesters, and that became quite violent. Ambulances had to carry away injured people. And then after that, inside the courtroom, apparently lawyers were getting into it from both sides of the aisle. It's unclear what sparked that, but that is what caused the recess.
You just said the trial is not being broadcast today. Weren't some earlier sessions broadcast?
Yes, they were. The first two hearings were broadcast, but the judge claiming that he wanted to protect witnesses and their testimony and make sure that this was actually a fair trial for all concerned, he ordered the cameras out of the courtroom for today and for the future hearings, in fact. But he was also quite annoyed with the antics of lawyers. He felt that they were jostling for positions in front of the camera during the previous two hearings. And so he was trying to restore some sort of order to the courtroom. But of course, today, even without the cameras, that seemed to break down.
We've been listening to NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. She's in Cairo covering the trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.